Also in Mississippi this week, Democrats won a special election for a House seat in a solidly Republican district. They did the same thing in a special election in Louisiana earlier this month. Merle Black of Emory University is an expert in Southern politics. He says the Democrats won these races by choosing very conservative candidates, and he expects them to win more elections that way in the fall. We turn to him for more on the changing politics of the South. You know, let me ask you for some perspective here. There were always Southern Democrats, and then suddenly there were Southern Republicans. What makes a Democrat in the South a Democrat today rather than a Republican if that person is running with many of the same positions that a conservative Republican might run on?
Perhaps electable.
Electable. Now, why electable all of a sudden this year and not the last 20 years?
Well, I think the Republicans are in a lot of trouble across the nation and also in the South. I think the Democrat who won would say he would differ from his Republican opponent on maybe economic issues, taxes, corporations, foreign policy, war in Iraq. But where the Democrat is more similar would be on these cultural questions, like attitude toward religion, abortion, guns, those kinds of things.
You know, it's been popular wisdom, and actually the case politically for quite some time now, that Democrats can't win in the South on the national level. Is that starting to erode?
Well, yeah, what we've seen in the last two election cycles, in 2006, the Democrats picked up seats in the South. The Republicans still have a majority of the congressional delegation in the southern states, but it's a smaller majority than it was in 2004. And so the tides are really running, I think, in the favor of the Democrats.
And do those tides reach all the way to, say, the presidential election?
That's a good question. Obama is going to present himself as a very liberal Democrat, and there's going to be a very clear choice for voters between John McCain and Barack Obama. And historically, especially in the Deep South, when you have a liberal conservative choice, you know, at the national level, the conservatives have won almost all of those contests.
Has there been, though, a change? There are parts of the South that you know, are seeing, say, African Americans who've gone north coming back. They've seen new
right.
Anglo white voters coming down from the north. They've grown young
oh, yeah.
people who are in a different world from what their parents were 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. The South's the largest region in the United States, and as the South gets bigger, its population is going to be made up of much larger, more diverse social groups than ever before. And the percentage of whites who are native, born and raised in the South, that's now going to go down, down, down. So those are the most Republican voters in the region.
What about the fact, straightforwardly, that Barack Obama is African American? How will you see that playing?
Well, in southern elections, an African-American candidate who runs as a liberal has not really been much more successful than white candidates who run as liberals. It's difficult for a white liberal, like a John Kerry or an Al Gore, to win in the South. And then you add race to that. I think that makes it perhaps even greater challenge for Obama. On the other hand, what he has going for him is what will be, I think, the largest turnout of African-Americans in the history of the United States. Then he'll need a smaller share of whites to combine with the African-American vote in order to produce victories in that state. So that gives him an opportunity. But what I think we'll see in the Deep South is intense racial polarization, with a very large majority of whites going for McCain and African-American majority, even larger numbers, going for Barack Obama.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Merle Black is a professor of politics and government at Emory University, and his latest book is Divided America, The Ferocious Power Struggle in American Politics.